everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, we're back. Second show for the week. The one where we usually delve into aliens, Sasquatches, vampires, lycanthropes, acid experiments on dock workers. You never know what you're going to get. It's always going to be great. And I hope it keeps you laughing. Hope it makes your run good, your metro transit, whatever it may be, however you're getting listening to us. Thank you for doing so. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quimby. We've been doing this for over 5 years now and are just now building the beginning of a new beginning of a comedy empire that will change the world and get rid of all this Fugazi shit out there. This fake-ass, stupid, goofy-ass comedy that isn't addressing reality in the world that we're in. And so we're looking to change that. Thank you for being here. We'd also like to bring on the United States government, but you can listen to that information on our other shows there on WCRS. And feeling great. It's late as hell. We're doing a super late show today.
Yeah. Well, we did a bunch of super late shows last week, too. The thing the listeners don't know is, like, I have to walk before I record this show. I have to get some cardio in, I guess, some kind of like moving around.
Well, it's an hour long walk too that you take. It's a walk. You basically walk the perimeter of your entire city. You're like a patrolman.
It feels good though to get back and get going.
Wouldn't it be sweet if you had one of those batons like on the long rope that, you know, they like fucking unroll it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Bobby that can like do the goddamn tricks and shit with it, and you just walk the edges.
You think that should be legal for me?
For like, some
they're
people,
they're illegal because they're always illegal. Like those kind of things are always illegal. Cool things. What no. I'm saying, any weapon that's not a gun is illegal.
No, you walk around doing some rodeo type shit with a baton around the perimeter of the city. You're gonna get snatched up and thrown in a car.
You do not have the right to bear
batons.
You have the right to bear guns. That's what they should call it.
AR-15. You can have an AR-15 like it's a goddamn necklace.
Not a switchblade.
No.
No switchblades.
No butterfly knives. No doing butterfly knife tricks out there on the boardwalk just to keep the people at bay.
No. That's the worst law, man. Like, all the best weapons are illegal. Like, all the things that don't kill people are illegal. You got to get something that'll kill somebody to be allowed to have it.
Yeah. This immediately becomes an AR-15 situation that we're in. You know, we saw somebody on that walk, too. It made me feel so sad. It was a motorcycle just putting along, like barely out of first gear on this just deserted strip of road that you could totally open up wide on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got a ticket today, so I'm identifying with that guy. That's how I'm driving now.
But you were like, you saw it, and the cops had already passed us twice. And as soon as as soon as that motorcycle started screaming, the cops would have been on that dude.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. It was a loud motorcycle, but they should be allowed to on that road. That road shouldn't be a 35-mile-an-hour road, like, all the time.
No.
We were out there at, like, 11:30. No, he wasn't. Nobody was out there. He's going to be fine. The only two people out there were Brett and I, and we would have been excited if he would have, like, you know,
we would have started screaming,
and took off. Yeah.
Yeah, we would start hooting and hollering. I would have broke a bottle.
Yeah. So, yeah, that all the law did there was prevent three people from having a good day, like having some joy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the buzz killers, man.
Fucking the government.
No more butterfly knives neither.
No.
But the cardio is good.
No, brass knuckles are illegal too. Brass knuckles are illegal. Switchblade knives are illegal. Those batons are illegal. I'm trying to think of
tasers.
Tasers aren't illegal.
Oh no,
I think they're not.
Some are. The good ones, the cop ones are.
Oh, you're not allowed to have the cop tasers.
Maybe not. Can you have the one that fires the like the barbs, like the fishing lures?
Why not?
I want that one.
The cops have them.
I fucking love that thing.
Yeah, they have batons.
I would love to. I gotta find that truly bad person and just unload on them one time.
True. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those fantasies. So
yeah,
you still have
I still have it.
You want to inflict pain.
I'm still Charles Bronson. I'm still Charles Bronson.
Yeah, I'm looking up if you can have a taser.
You're right. I'm the millennial. I'm like the feminine man version of a Charles Bronson. Yeah. Or like, I want to inconvenience somebody now. Like, just torture somebody that's bad. Like, yeah, a criminal scum.
Check this out, dude. In Ohio, most people may purchase, possess, openly or concealed, or use a stun gun for self-defense without obtaining a permit.
Woo doggy.
You may also carry a concealed stun gun for any lawful purpose while in your home.
Well, that's why your sleep pants have pockets. Yeah. That's why you got a pocket on your robe. Duh.
A stun gun may not be carried openly or concealed if intended to be used as a deadly weapon.
Oh,
I mean,
how do you do? Do you take the safety off or something? I'm putting extra juice on this baby. That's a deadly weapon, sir.
Juice it up like the electric chair. Electric chair somebody.
I'm turning up the power.
It's a lightning gun.
Yeah, that's now it's a lightning gun.
He turned the governor off. He took the voltage governor off.
He just took a little eyeglasses screwdriver and turned it past the limit.
Yeah, like you do with your moped. You get the governor off your moped.
Yeah, overclocked his computer.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's probably illegal too, though.
Have they figured out a way that you can keep, they can keep a stun gun, like, will keep stunning if you throw it at somebody?
I don't know. I don't know anything about stun guns.
You have to get close. I don't like the close range of them. I'd like to throw just electricity at somebody.
I mean, I'd take brass knuckles, really. If you offered me brass knuckles, I'd take those.
The problem is, though, is those things do too much damage. I think everybody that uses them in earnest regrets it immediately, because you'll, like, stove someone's head in with something like that.
I'd be a bad motherfucker, though, if you were allowed to, if it was, like, really the right to bear arms and I could carry, like, a switchblade and a baton and wear brass knuckles everywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, that's a conservative dream, right? We're us living full ANCAP lifestyle. I am my own market. I am my own island. I defend my own assets. I am own my own body. I am the law of myself. I'm my own authority.
I wouldn't have my own. I wouldn't have a gun, though.
No gun.
It would all be non-lethal weapons. Unless I decided I wanted to beat you to death, then I would have all of the tools. I'd have mace, like a pepper spray, a taser.
You beat somebody to with an inch of their life, and then they'd be like, the only thing that could kill them would be like 2,500 volts from a stun gun. And then that's when you pull that bad boy out, and they're like, he's using it as a deadly weapon. And then you're in a big trouble.
Like, somebody has to be having a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
Stun gun them.
You're like, nope, get back into hell. You, like, kick their head and kick them back into the afterlife.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, are conservatives cool with that? Are conservatives, like...
so wishy-washy.
Yeah, because they don't really stick up for the right to have brass knuckles or anything. No, you don't see conservatives talking about having, like, other types of weapons. They really only care about one kind of arms, and that's the one that escalates everything.
Yeah.
I guess you could say mace escalates things, too.
Yeah, not in that serious of a way, though. Like, after someone uses mace, everybody walks away.
I know. I got maced once when I was in high school. These two girls, one of them was my girlfriend, they were getting in a fight, and I was standing next to my girlfriend, and then they sprayed mace at her, and it got me too, and I was like, oh.
Wow, the only time that I've ever seen mace used in a fight, it was in that Streets of Rage video game.
No, I saw it used in a fight when I was a younger guy.
Yeah, I remember, though, actually, my stealing-ass babysitter would steal mace. She was always big into that, and then she would go test it out, and then you would just start crying. You would just cry, and you'd get snot bubbles. They'd spray it in the parking lot at school.
I remember we got the mailman's mace once. The Ooh. Kind that the mailman has.
Yeah, that stuff. You gotta have a permit.
Yeah, pet's mace.
Yeah.
We didn't spray pets with it, though.
Yeah, I saw a damn Samoyed get taken to the ground off that shit. It's baby just yelping.
Yeah, we sprayed each other. Like, we basically just sprayed. Like, every time we used it, it, like, just got all of us.
Does it? It probably... Dude, now, I mean, you could probably get... Like, if you had the right mindset, if you took, like, a Tony Robbins type mindset, you could probably get pretty fucking lit off some mace. Duh. Like, if you were just totally feeling yourself and, like, jamming Juicy J and just like, fucking mace me.
No.
And then you were super loaded. If you were loaded drunk and you could get maced, I think.
All the times.
Blackout drunk, get maced, it would make it better.
Maybe. I've maced a few times. I've been maced, like, 2 to 3 times in my life. Like, most of the time on accident. Like, yeah. In a room. Just some idiot
being
that I'm
downwind.
Hanging out with.
Being downwind from an idiot trying theirs out.
Yeah. Most of the mace I've seen used has been used in questionable situations. It wasn't like somebody was being attacked on the street by an animal or anything. It was mostly just like, let's spray this up in the air.
Yeah, nothing on the package.
Look how, like, I remember the house I grew up in had a big mace stain on the side of it so we could see what it would do to paint.
You were in experiments.
Dude.
Look at this.
Look what it does to your eyes, man.
Your fucking parents. God damn.
I forgot all about spray it. I forgot about the mace stain on the side of the house. Like right by where my dad parked. He put.
Yeah, he had to be reminded of that. His offspring.
Idiot son.
He brought that. He brought that into the world. God, man. Yeah, that's. I mean, mace is a good time. It's falling out of favor. I really like the foam. You know, the foam that, like, covers their entire face. Whenever I see the
why
foam...
Why has it got to,
like,
be... That's too far.
I love that. I love that picture on the box when it shows that guy's complete... It looks like someone threw a pie right in his face.
Yeah, but it's all... Everything in it is painful.
It's capsaicin. Yeah, it's like complete white ghost hot chili pepper. Yeah, that's like melting his skin off. It's like a chemical peel. But it looks like shaving cream.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he was, you know... I don't know. He was being an asshole.
Well, he's running towards somebody.
Yeah.
Very likely. That's what... Mace is one of those things that, like, only really panicky people carry it.
That's true. It does seem like that. But it is a good... I mean, I think it's a pretty damn good deterrent. It's a pretty good equalizer.
No, I agree. I mean, I think it at least helps you get away. I'm just saying that, like, a lot of the people that have it are jumpy.
That's true.
Like, it, just in order to be a person that needs mace, it's like, oh, I'm a little...
Yeah.
I might have to get you.
Yeah,
you
know? I might squeeze on you.
Never know. I might have to spray it.
Black man at the bus stop gets sprayed just because I'm walking by.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, also,
I played with a lot of less lethal weapons when I was, because I remember we used to want to shoot beanbags at each other too. That was a
Jackass. I know they were living the dream. They got to do that.
I know
they got to shoot each other with that.
I know. Well, we thought we could chase like we did BB guns. We used to chase each other around with BB guns and shoot each other.
Yeah, that's not.
I think it
fun.
Was like maybe we could do beanbags. It'll hurt more. There's higher stakes.
Those airsoft guns had just become popular when I was about that age, and we would shoot each other relentlessly.
Yeah. I mean, you always hear, like, oh, you know, kids are smarter. But there's a kid right now getting an airsoft gun and shooting his friend.
Yeah, he's bent over with his ass cheeks open wide while his friend tries to shoot him in the nutsack or the chode.
Yeah.
We used to, that was one time. Oh, man, we had BB guns. We got an older kid to buy them for us when I was like 14. And we were shooting them in my friend's room. And we're like, we have like a set of action figures lined up on the window. And we're going to shoot it out there. And the first one I go to shoot doesn't hit one of the action figures. It bounces off a desk, all off the walls, and hits me in the fucking eye. And I was like, I covered my eye and I was like, it actually fucking happened. I'm going to lose my eye. But luckily I had lost enough velocity on the way, and it was a really bad BB gun that it didn't do it. And then we just kept shooting them. And then we were like, then we started shooting them at the walls, and then everybody would just like cover themselves while they bounced.
That's what we did. You shoot it into the ceiling fan.
Yeah. And then just duck. Don't get hit.
Yeah, we did. Oh, man.
Can they do that now?
I don't know if they do that.
I remember one day I was losing faith and I went to a Wendy's and there were two stoned teenagers in line in front of me. And I was like, the kids are all right.
Yeah, man. They're about to do some real dumb shit tonight.
Yeah, there's losers. There's always going to be guys like us
yeah.
in the school. You know, there's always going to be guys like us on the come up, of course.
Right. Okay.
They're not like disappearing. I see them on Twitter all the time, half my followers.
Yeah, I'm just around like all the people we hang out with, like, have healthy relationships with their kids and stuff now, so I just don't really see like fuck up kids like that.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm sure that you probably less of, there might be less of, I doubt it though, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you get right there out of the city, like out of the little city area of any place, and that's really where people, because I talked to people that lived in the city and they were like, no, I mean, we didn't shoot each other with BB guns.
Right, that's true.
We didn't fire bottle rockets at each other. We didn't go out in the woods and fire bottle rockets at each
That's
other.
That's true. No. I have Roman candle fights.
It's a boring, like, it's so boring out there.
It
you
is.
Just think about what you had to do, what there was to do in the suburbs and in Columbus, in Ohio, was like, I was lucky I had a pool hall in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And a grocery store. And, like, the pool hall was basically just a bar for teenagers.
Yeah, that's how our Denny's was, like, on the edge of the freeway. So we would, like, ride our bikes there, and that's a place they wouldn't kick us out of. We paid. We had money, and we paid, so they didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. No, you just go sit in a corner booth, TJ's. We used to do that at TJ's a lot, and so, yeah. Man, right before we went to air here, Kate Hates Cats on Twitter.
I don't know.
She sent me a Bigfoot sighting. A video of one, and I can't watch the video, but I believe it immediately.
Oh, already?
Yeah. Just well, I saw the picture. I saw the thumbprint of the Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And, like, looks like one. Looks like a Bigfoot. Every single Bigfoot video looks like a Bigfoot. It doesn't look, I mean.
Yeah, very Bigfooty look.
Yeah, did the walk. The Bigfoot walk.
Do the Bigfoot walk. that could have been huge.
Well, it can be.
Yeah. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
Right. Like the Bigfoot like dance craze.
Yeah. Do the Bigfoot walk.
Yeah.
it was taken in Portugal. So
okay,
it was like an intercontinental.
I like that.
It was an intercontinental
ancient people, Bigfoot. Neanderthal, right? They're like Neanderthal. No, but they're also, see, the thing about it is we talked about this this article that got shared from The Guardian where the guy said that one of the Sasquatches was an interdimensional traveler. And yes. That's where, like you said, you always have to jump off.
I don't like alien stuff.
You like ancient smart ass ape people, but they can't be space alien travelers.
Yeah,
Sasquatch didn't come here on a rocket ship.
No. Do you think a gorilla?
No, he looks like comfortable as hell here. He's of the earth. Like,
oh, yeah.
I recognize my people. He's earthly as hell.
He does have like all the things to just, he's basically a person. I think your wife said it best. Integrate him into society.
Yeah, integrate into society. Have some sort of, you know, grace period for them to catch up.
How fucking sick and disgusting are we that like we made Harry and the Hendersons, like where we picked up a perfectly capable Bigfoot out of the woods and brought him to a house and then made fun of him because he didn't know how to live a suburban like human life.
Oh yeah, people can't get it. They can't get enough of that.
Yeah,
he didn't even know how to watch TV right. He ain't even got cargo shorts on.
No, he's naked, right? Oh, look, the girl did his hair.
Yeah,
this dumb thing. And it's like, oh man, they were the Hendersons were terrible, just as bad as the scientists.
I think it's.
Really.
I mean, I think that movie was trying to say a lot about us, though. That. Don't be a Henderson, you know.
No, it was saying be a Henderson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were role models?
Yeah, go grab a Bigfoot and treat it right. And, you know.
I
just leave him in the damn woods, dude. Good podcast.
Shout out to the Dan Woods podcast.
Leave him in the woods. That's, I think, the core. That's the anarchist stance, I think, in us right there. That's the anarchist stance. Just leave it in the damn woods. Leave things where they are. That includes Bigfoots. And also Bigfoots, the other official anarchist stance. I mean, I think 5 years of calling us ourselves anarchists, we can finally start making like official stances. And one of the other planks of our ideology is that Bigfoots are not intergalactic creatures.
True. So they're here.
Yeah, that's in the Constitution.
And they can be calico just like our cats can be.
Of course. Totally. You're right. Thank you. So earlier this week, on one of my, I'm really into this Christian Truthers United group on the old Facebook.
Yes, I in love with them through Instagram. A lot of flat earth overlap.
That's where I learned about them, was flat earth. And
fundamentalism is where it's at, really. Yeah. That's where the real crooked ideology is.
They don't have the burden of believing science. Like, no. They don't even, like with 9/11 truth, where they're like, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. They're not even interested in making that argument. They don't care about that.
It's whatever they say it is. It's serpents and shit.
Yeah. It's a better position to take. It's more interesting.
Yeah, they're living free as hell, man. Just free. Believe in whatever the fuck you want. Not burdened by, like I said, not burdened by anybody else's shit, man.
Yeah.
You get to be yourself, just free, freewheeling fundamentalist Christian.
I mean, these are the Christian truthers are like the top most pious Christians.
Yeah, they're taking down everybody, right?
Oh,
everyone's full of shit, and they're all doing it because they're going to hell.
Sheeple, yeah, they're basically they're like libertarians. How libertarian will call you a sheeple, you know? They're
right.
Kind of like those, but Christian instead. Like, you're an idiot because you're not a Christian.
Yeah, dummy.
Hey, all these people are idiots. And then like, there's also like a certain standard that you have to meet as a Christian for them to respect you as a Christian. And it's a pretty impossible standard.
Right. But the Christian truthers part, though, is about like going after the Illuminati and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's uncovering 9/11. It is uncovering
also,
new
like,
world orders and stuff.
And proving that the earth is flat.
The earth is flat.
Like, they have extra things. You know?
Yeah, they have they are the most pious. They probably have the most rules. You got to be Christian. You got to be conspiracy theorist. You got to be a flat earther. I mean, wow. Wow. Yeah. They're asking a lot.
They don't support either candidate for president.
Right.
That's something
right.
that I've been pretty surprised of. I thought they might be a Trump people, but no, they can't. They can't.
No.
They
too
can't
lewd.
Push for Donald Trump.
Too lewd. Not Christian enough.
No, not Christian enough. Not conspiracy. Well, I guess he is conspiracy. He thought
he's a crackpot.
He thinks climate change was invented by the Chinese. It's just a weird thing to believe.
And Obama's a secret Muslim.
Man, he would have been like the first. Would he be the first conspiracy? Could you imagine
first crackpot? I mean, I know that lots of leftists and purists out there are, oh, every single one of them was. You got it?
Yeah.
He's like crackpot president. First, the other ones are bad. I get that, purists out there. But he's like, would have just been dangerous for everybody in a way. It's just, there's that kind of stuff. When you hear him say like, nuke him. Why don't we just nuke him? And why don't, they're sending bombs and all of that. That's where it's like, that would have been a new scenario for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was really into nuking
stuff.
We could
have had a revolt.
That was where it was.
I think we could have got a revolt with Donald Trump.
Probably.
I think it would have accelerated it enough to the point where people would have left their house.
Yeah, I wonder if it's accelerated. I wonder if that would have accelerated enough or if, like... No, I guess, I mean, all the people of fighting age would...
Yeah, we'd be okay. Yeah, we're good. Okay. I mean, whatever
with Donald Trump. So
I mean, for me, we have to worry about now the fascist gangs that'll come up with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Well,
they're easy. Also, they got the shit kicked out of them wherever they show up.
Yeah, every
as
time
long as the cops don't protect them, they aren't safe.
That's what the cops do, though. The cops protect the Klan.
And then be in the Klan as well.
And then, yeah, and then beat up any other kind of protest. Any non-Klan protesters get beat up.
Right. That's kind of how the government works.
They stand guard for the skinheads.
Sure.
But I mean, if you go to
protect their right to speak.
Yeah. But if you show up to do a protest because they shot a person from your neighborhood, then they're going to beat you up. And maybe probably even kill you.
Declare war on you.
Yeah. They put that guy in prison for 4 years that filmed the Eric Garner thing.
Yeah. Unreal. I mean, that's just, there has to be some way. I don't know. There's just one of those times when you believe we should be able to get him out. The same way that we got Kratom legal, we should be like, no. Get him out. He didn't do shit. We should be able to create enough ruckus to get that guy out of fucking jail.
Well, I don't even know what you do. They just took 4 years away from this guy.
Yeah.
There's just no recourse. With law enforcement is like the fight. I mean, they can say like, well, he can fight through the courts. And it's like, he's in prison though.
Yeah.
And it was all tilted against them because it's all the same sector of society. It's all just the law enforcement, you know, a perpetual punishment machine.
Right. And the people that back it up.
Yeah, that's what they do. So
I got some good stuff too. What were we talking about?
Well, I was coming into I saw an alien. I was going to tell you my alien.
Yes, Fundamentalist Truthers Christian United.
Yeah, I mean, I found out that they hate aliens. That they think aliens are demons. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah, they're fallen angels is what they call them. Aliens are fallen angels.
And
so
this sci-fi has everybody confused. This sci-fi put out by the Illuminati has everybody thinking that aliens are real, that they found aliens, just fallen angels. It's all demons.
They're demons, but the alien protectors, the globalists, the Illuminati is they're just like, no, they're to behold, they're aliens, they're the greatest thing, but they're really
demons in disguise.
Yeah, they're gonna send them here.
They think that Alienware technology, that computer you get from Best Buy, pay all that extra money just to make you like them more, right?
Well, that is something that I did actually run into. It's funny that you bring that up. I'm not an aliens guy, really. I hate to say there's no aliens because it's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, probably be some aliens.
None that came here. I don't feel like anybody's been abducted. But my new attitude, now I'm running aliens through my new attitude.
I got a new attitude.
Yeah, and I do feel like if somebody says they were abducted by aliens, then they're probably, I mean, something happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you take it as abducted by aliens, meaning having some sort of mental episode, if you let that be like the loose terminology.
Really? I don't know. Like, if they say they were brought up in a spaceship.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
interesting
they probably saw it. If they saw the bleep blorps and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in aliens with spaceships. That's my issue. Is like, I mean, yeah, there's probably a, like, every time somebody talks about aliens or alien life on another planet, they're always like, it's probably like a bacteria or something, which I'm not interested in at all. It's like, whatever, you know, they got their bacteria there, we got our bacteria here, just whatever. But if it is like a bleep blorp with like a functioning society or something, and we can, like, you know, I was going to say figure out trade, but we'd probably try to victimize them.
I don't know. I don't know how that would happen. I think humans would stick together. But that would bring us all together. That, I think it is a uniting factor.
No, if the aliens were more powerful than us, a lot of people would be on the aliens.
You're right. We would have to worry about defectors to the aliens.
Worry about? It would be most of us.
No, I'm with you, aliens. Yeah, no. I want your cancer-curing machinery.
I don't have a single problem with you, aliens. I always thought you were fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if most likely, what I believe is that there's like some bird people out there, but they're like just as doomed as us to not like make it to other places.
A like, bird planet. Like, but they're doing the same shit.
Like
gorilla
us,
planet. We're like a gorilla planet.
We're a gorilla planet. Bird planet would be, yeah, people, they grow up to be, you know, to look like birds.
Yeah,
bird
it's reversed.
They got beaky faces. And, bird people.
It's reversed. Like, yeah. Gorillas are weird. They're like, there's...
Yeah,
these.
What is this hairy covered... people that carry so much weight on them, on their midsections, their bones are so damn heavy.
Yeah.
They got these heavy-ass bones.
Ew, why would I live on the ground?
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to feel the ground when I can have the fresh sky over my back? Just flapping their stupid wings all the time and getting tired.
And, I mean, and they take airports for leisures, like, and to show that they're, like, high members of society and stuff, I'm sure. They have, like, their own planet, but... they're just not going to get across the other side of the galaxy to us the same way we're not going to get across the galaxy to them.
There are adventurers that'll get like, there are adventurer birds that'll get a Jeep and drive it across the ground and be like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
So many plants down here, man.
Yeah, I couldn't even, I was trying to stand still. I was all shaking.
Yeah, yeah. Birds.
Yeah, bird people. Yeah, person. I mean, you know.
So somebody on Twitter, his name was Highly Arcane. I was having a conversation with him about, I posted an alien thing, and he was like, well, I used to have this zine in high school, which is cool. It's cool just to know that somebody on Twitter has a zine and followed me.
Zine creators?
Yeah, I didn't know any zine creators growing up. I heard about zines. I would read about it. I actually read it as Zines.
Yes.
But
I'm going to go pick up my new Zines.
Yeah. But I thought, I was always like, oh, I'd like a zine. I'd like to look through it.
Yeah,
I hear these zines are hip. But he said he had one, and a guy sent him money to advertise in it, and his website was called freestickers.net.
Yeah.
And his logo is a picture of a regular alien face, right?
Like the old school gray,
like the
one?
Round one that comes down into a point with the big oval, like, eyes.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the circle with the line through it.
Oh, no.
He's anti-alien, period.
Okay.
Like, it's not having it, okay? And, I mean, his website is difficult to read.
Freestickers.net?
Freestickers.net.
So he's like a Dr. Bronner's?
I guess, yeah. I mean, he advertises in zines. That's the thing.
What's he advertising,
like,
for?
Another guy, I think his name was like Burpo2000, said he ordered... Well, no, it was... I think it was actually the first dude I was talking... The Highly Arcane said he called to get the stickers, and they were in a conversation somehow, in an email conversation. And the guy was like, oh, you run your own zine? And then he sent him money and an ad for him to run in his next zine, because he feels like, I gotta get the info out about these aliens.
Yeah. What's his info?
And these are my favorite people, right? These are my favorite people in the world, is the ones that, like, take all their money and sink it into, like, the people that lay the chick tracks. You know what they are? Those, like, just Bible comic books that they put in the bathroom at Kroger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're right. And someone has to pay for that. You're right.
Yeah, somebody's sinking money into doing that. And, like, That person is somebody that I feel I want to know. Like, that's the kind of person to call into the show.
Okay, never mind. That's different. Yes. We want them to call in the show, but you do not want to know them.
I want to be on a personal. I want to go to their house.
What was, I couldn't remember who told us about all those Bill O'Reilly books that got sent to the troops. And then, and then later, video came out of them, like, blowing them up. Like, they were not going to use that.
Yeah.
But they were, like, people were donating tons of money to get that over. Like, we need to get the truth out. You know? It's always get the truth out, people.
Yeah. Those are the ones you need to know. And this guy, he you go to his webpage, freestickers.net, and he has a thing at the top that says Advocate Discernment, which is already, like, if you want to get people on your freestickers.net, like, first of all, weird name for an anti-alien website.
Well, I mean, I get it.
The Alien Resistance Movement is what it's called. Go to freestickers.net.
It's really catchy. It's so catchy.
You can see a song.
Yeah, everything.
I wish it fits. He would advertise jingles with us. I would take his money.
Reach out to him
to run to run his ads.
It would be
for
great.
Sure.
At the end of each show, we started just doing a big ad for free stickers. We're doing one right now, basically. I mean, how many people are going to go because of it?
Yeah. That instead of doing, like, Casper Mattress, we do the freestickers.net guy.
Folks, the aliens must be stopped. Remember, go to freestickers.net to get your information on how we can prevent the alien horde from taking over Earth.
Okay, I'm going to put that on the list of things.
Yeah, put it in the marketing manual. Yeah. Put it in the marketing catalog for quarter four.
So the Spread the Word Resistance Movement began in 1995 as a call for discernment and action against abuses towards humanity demonstrated by so-called alien entities.
Okay.
You don't know what any of those are, though. I don't know what they are.
I don't know what the abuses could be, but I think that it's good to be prepared.
Yeah. So you're on Free Sticker's side right now.
So far.
Okay, these entities, specifically the Greys and their associates,
okay,
are breaking the laws of both humankind and God. They kidnap, rape, implant, and traumatize men, women, and children repeatedly. So they basically are like, these alien Greys are kidnapping
all the bad stuff.
All the time.
They're demons. That's why they're demons, right, though? Because they're doing demonic shit. They're making people do bad stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Christian Truther United.
The aliens are coming down it when they're like examining us. I don't think they're like raping us.
Oh, they call it rape. Just yeah, they don't. But it's science to the aliens.
Yeah, the aliens are doing science.
Yeah,
I think.
Same way that we like force impregnate cows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have no compassion for emotions or pain, mirroring the worst of our own behavior. Man, this guy knows so much about the aliens. Like, that's an interesting part about him, too.
Yeah, where's this coming from, I wonder?
Yeah.
How many times has he been abducted?
STW, I don't know, maybe we'll find out. STW, Spread the Word, has established a voice of resistance through an emblem, the image on our stickers. We're not saying no to the we are saying no to the deception, oppressive, and passive victimhood. Highly respected researchers of alien resistance are finding that faith, strength of spirit, and righteous anger are successfully averting the abduction attempts. So that's, I mean, there was a little bit of they are fighting a war here. So these stickers are chasing, because nothing chases an alien away like a sign, like an invader.
Yeah, I mean.
Sign that has a cross over it.
Turn on the light, all the roaches will run away, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's letting people know about the alien menace. I now kind of wonder, is this the guy that inspired, like, alien patches on your fucking jeans and backpacks and shit in the 90s?
I think he's against that.
He's against alien pogs?
No, yeah, he thinks that's humanizing of
aliens. Oh, you're right. The people like him. There was let's get back to a little bit a crossover. A woman that I know absolutely is in Christian Truthers United now. She used to always tell me that Hellboy movie was just to get people to feeling okay with the devil and thinking that he was cool or that he could be a hero. And that was just so that when he came there, that he could, whatever, take up all of our souls.
I mean, if you wanted to do that, that would be the way to
do it. It was a good choice. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Aliens, if they put themselves on Pogs first, then they already got a whole bunch of kids that think they're rad.
Yeah. And they don't. This guy's like, no, I do not want the aliens to think they're rad.
Aliens are big again, too. I've seen so many like glow-in-the-dark alien shoelaces and like fucking backpacks and everything.
Yeah.
Aliens is doing.
Yeah, yeah. People love aliens, which makes you really think, are aliens taking us over right now? Should we join the movement, the resistance?
I mean, I'm killing alien. Absolutely, man. I got no mercy for aliens. I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah, I can't believe they're kidnapping so many. Like, this person, he's like, stop liking aliens, number one.
They need to come out. If they're doing shiesty-ass shit right now, then they've already fucked up and lost my trust anyways. Yeah, they have to know good. You've been in the shadows.
You need to get some free stickers and put them on your house so they stay away from you.
Stay the fuck away. If
you have that sticker, the aliens won't even come to your house.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
And if you do, they'll shake your hand and they'll get some alien goo on it and they'll turn you into an alien.
Yeah.
Sick. Oh no, these aliens. So we're not doing aliens though, right? We're not fighting aliens this month in the month of October. We're on a different thing.
That's true.
We're
on the hunt to figure out whether or not ghosts are real.
Yeah, and I think we made our first advances into the field. I think what I'm going to say on this show, we're officially paranormal investigators at the very least.
At this point, we have to take it to that level in order to make sure that we've given it the best shot.
Yeah. And well, we've gone and paranormally investigated.
Right. And that's it. I mean, we've put the hours in and we have the research. Initial research.
They need to give us a... we should get a badge now. We can have a badge and like ID cards. All kinds of stuff. We're investigators now.
It's a waste of time.
We've done the work.
I want to rest on my laurels. I'd rather just sit and watch a ghost movie and do more research.
Yeah. I love the research.
I love the research part. I hear some new research, though, that we just got in. This comes from listener Josh. We're very popular with Josh's. I think we have 5 Josh's that I know of. So shout out to all the Josh's that listen to Street Fight.
Josh boys. Buy our new Street Fight is the favorite radio show of the Josh's bumper sticker.
Street Fight! Josh up!
Yeah, play that. We'll charge you $2.95 for that ringtone for your phone.
All right, here's what he says. My ghost story also involves sleep paralysis, like the story told on today's podcast. All right, interesting. I think, obviously, I mean, that's a common thread I have heard with the ghost stuff. This happened to me about 6 months ago.
They would. Can I just say something about that? They would come when you're sleep paralyzed.
Yeah, I mean, well,
chicken shits, all of them.
I mean, if you have supernatural powers, I'd be like, bitch, you paralyzed. Now I'm going to haunt the fuck out of you.
Exactly.
I wouldn't fool around with it.
Yeah. That's the only people they'll go after in their sleep.
Yeah.
Like, we can't find a ghost for the life of us.
Yeah, it's quite tough.
Sparse out there in the paranormal world.
That's the only way they're springing on you is if they can paralyze you. So listen to this, though. This happened to me 6 months ago. So this is a recent haunting. I was sound asleep in my head and suddenly woke up in the middle of the night around 2 in the morning and saw a hulking beast at the foot of my bed. No, what?
No hulking beast.
You don't like hulking beast?
Well, I think the problem with a hulking beast is it might be able to kick my ass.
Oh, you too. You don't like the sound of this.
Oh, well, I mean, do you want to pick? Would you pick a fight with like a Mike Tyson?
A hulking beast versus a ghost, you mean?
Yeah. Like if a hulking beast came instead of a ghost, I would probably, that would. I mean,
I'd scram. I'd put the covers over my head.
So I'd have to do something.
I'd wait for a death. I don't know if you would call it a demon. He didn't specify, but we do know that could also mean alien. Monster, ghost, or transdimensional creature, but it was about 8 to 10 feet tall, massive in build, white skin, hundreds of sharp teeth, and large pointy ears. This sounds like a Nosferatu.
It sounds like an Incredible Hulk to me. I mean, with my limited knowledge of mythical creatures.
Incredible Hulk for Ratu. So like an Incredible Hulk, but white and pasty with razor sharp teeth, rows and rows of razor sharp teeth.
Does it eat your blood? Is Nosferatu a blood eater?
Yeah, that's the bloodsucker. That's like the original vampire.
I'm out of here. I don't even want to be in this situation this person's in.
It was doing nothing but staring right at me. I was completely paralyzed and could do nothing but yell in horror. It then melted away into nothingness right before my eyes. I have always chalked it up to just being in some sort of half-awake state and was just experiencing some sort of nightmare, but it felt extremely real, and I have never been more terrified in my life.
A fucking this dude fought a demon right on, man.
Sometimes I have really bad dreams if I stop smoking weed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I've never had a dream where, like...
He didn't specify.
My bad dreams are always, like, I'm socially destroyed.
You're in a sweat just, like, saying the right thing in a conversation from 16 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't, like... I don't... Man, that's scary. I don't like that your ghost was tough. That's the problem with it. Like,
big and
I
bad.
Don't expect any ghosts to be tough. I see them all as cowards, really. I know that's a broad brush to paint.
It's very unfair to ghosts. It's very unfair to the supernatural. You're being stereotypical.
Never seen a ghost. That's all I'm saying. We've been looking for ghosts now. I'm on the lookout for ghosts all the time in my everyday life. Not just when we're out checking out our sites out around the state. I'm talking about all the time I'm looking for ghosts. Never a single one.
Well, here's what I'm going to say that you might be missing is I think you're focusing too much on the ghost and you're maybe not seeing the effects of the ghost. Like you're not seeing the effects of a haunting when they're happening and you're not realizing that the ghost may be ahead of us. You know, we don't know what we're doing. We're dealing with they have like all the information in the world. They're like omnipresent.
Yeah. But I mean,
and they have all day to figure out how to fuck with us and they know all of our fears and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see them try. That's all I'm saying. I haven't seen a ghost. I want to see I need to see an apparition.
Well, Brett. let me tell you one. I got one more ghost story because this may convince you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one comes from Evan. We also do great with Evans. Hey, I'm a big fan. You guys rule. Columbus native here from Grandview. We do great in Grandview.
Hey, that's me. I'm here.
Recording right now from Grandview, Ohio. So here's my ghost story. When I was younger, I found this weird head statue, like a bust, I guess, in my basement. No one knew where it came from, but I would have these recurring nightmares where everyone was blank and I was freaking out to everyone that something weird was going on. Then I would be pulled into the basement by some force trying to fight it, and the basement was just utter horror. It sounds like Evil Dead. I always woke up before I got all the way down, and it was like the most scared I ever felt. One day the head statue was gone and no one ever knew what happened to it. I don't believe in ghosts, but the nightmares stopped.
Yeah.
That's also like that little root baby in Pan's Labyrinth that she put under her mom's bed that caused all the problems.
I didn't see Pan's Labyrinth.
Well,
you don't think I saw Pan. Like, that's not a movie you'd think I'd see, right?
I guess not. Wow. I guess not. No, I wouldn't. I didn't mean to offend you.
I don't feel offended. I'm not offended. It's just like
there's
I'm
no knife fight. Well, there's a good knife scene in it. Actually.
Well, I'm also looking at myself in a way and saying like.
Well, I was talking. Yeah, I was just saying for people out there that like good movies and that also follow ghost lore and all of that stuff. I mean, there is. Totems and items definitely attract weird behavior.
Sometimes I feel like we're the only people that follow ghost lore these days.
It can feel that way.
It's a lonely world out there for ghost hunters.
The secular society is winning against ghosts, I think. Ghost fervor is at an all-time low now that people can connect on the internet.
Well, and they're also like a tight-knit group. We're really outsiders in the ghost hunting game. You know, they don't see us like they're
we're wild card.
Yeah. And That's something when I'm sorry, you can get the story.
No, you're fine.
That's something when we were in Helltown this weekend, one of the places we went to is like we were trying to find out where things were and they were being so vague with their descriptions. It was hard to find anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for me, let's talk about what we were facing in Helltown. Like, well, when we approached Helltown.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought it was, it did seem like it was going to be an amusement park of terror.
That is, it is something, we did want a little bit of terror.
I was hoping for some terror.
Here's the thing. The ghosts don't come in front of your face. They're never going to walk up to you. If we're looking for ghosts, I don't know where to go. Helltown wasn't the place for ghosts anyway. It was the place for a bunch of other things though that we're gonna get into in a second.
Yeah, it's let me finish this story, this ghost story here. So this last one from this guy, he had another basement. When he lived in Vermont, his friend had a place in the woods and the previous owner had gone insane and left crazy backwards satanic writing on the wall of the basement. Rad. Or maybe he was just like a heavy metal fan. Everyone said it was haunted, and I was like, awesome. Never saw a ghost, but being there alone at night was creepy, and I would have dreams where I was going with people to find ghosts, and it was fun, but always ended with me lucidly looking at myself at like some spirit entered my body and suffocated me, and I couldn't move. I mean, you've been touched by a ghost, my friend. If that shit happened to you, man, I'm convinced, because I was moving like crazy.
Yeah, the sleep paralysis thing is like, I know that scientists would be like, oh, it's they envision something because they're terrified or whatever, but somebody that might read into some alt-inf might see it a different way. Like, the ghost seems like it's doing that to you people. I don't know why it's doing it to you and not me or Brett. We've been yelling at ghosts for a month now. Come out and get me. Come and get me. You know?
Yeah. So he did say, I think you guys should sleep somewhere haunted or something. Like, sleep paralysis is the real spooky shit. And you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Jack Ruby's Ghost.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that story. Yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid of sleep paralysis. I am not afraid to. Here's the thing about me sleeping somewhere haunted. I don't like sleeping anywhere. Except for in my bed.
Yeah, there's only one place that you'll sleep.
Well, I mean, is there a luxury hotel that's haunted that we could... I think there is a luxury hotel in Marietta, Ohio that's haunted. The whole floor's haunted and you can get a room there. And I'm like, well,
that's nice.
I don't want to spend a night in a luxury hotel with you.
You don't want to take turns in the jacuzzi tub?
Yeah, that's not a real dream night, but I mean, I would do it for Street Fight. I'd do that for the listeners.
You'd sex your wife in a haunted room on Street Fight's dime is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I would stay with you I had to on Street Fight's dime. I'd rather go with my wife.
Yeah.
But I don't want to take her into a situation with a ghost.
Yeah, you never know. You know? Not yet, at least.
Yeah, you'll stay awake and sit in a chair and make sure I'm safe while I sleep, right?
Yeah, I watch.
Okay, that's fine then. So we mentioned we went to Helltown earlier. We got to tell you what we were facing when we went in there.
Yeah.
You know? And what we saw wasn't the definitive thing on Helltown. I think that we were only there for a little bit, so... Maybe we didn't see any of this stuff because we were just there late at night and we were over there for a little bit.
You got to put some hours in. Sometimes, you know, I read a theory that it takes 200 hours of Bigfoot watching to see a Bigfoot.
That's like a real weird Malcolm Gladwell thing.
Well, I mean, it works. Go do it. Go stand outside for 200 hours and come back. Tell me you saw a Bigfoot or not if you didn't have an incident.
That's the real Freakonomics right there.
It is, dude. It works every time.
Yeah.
Try it. Try it and get back to me.
So the extreme, I'm reading this from Atlas Obscura, which is actually, I didn't know this website.
It's fun.
It's cool.
It's awesome.
I think I'm going to spend more time looking at Ohio stuff.
Yeah, it's
here.
Like a Wikipedia of cool-ass folklore and tall tales and shit.
Yeah, and it tells you where to go in your town to see things.
Yeah.
Or not see things.
True.
It's the place is called Helltown, and we picked it because it was the place that gave me the idea to do this, because I wanted to go to Helltown really bad.
Yeah, great name. I mean, the name draws you right in. It's perfect.
I'd heard about it, and it was like, let's go hunt ghosts, and then I picked Helltown. The extreme folklore surrounding the region, formerly known as Boston, Ohio. Whoa, much better name. Helltown's a much better name than Boston, Ohio.
Definitely.
Good switch. Is ironic, since the only verifiable legend about the town is that it's deserted for a very frighteningly tragic reason. Founded in 1806, Boston Village's original claim to fame was its standing as the oldest village in Summit County. Boston's relatively uneventful life took a turn for the worse in 1974 when it became the unlucky victim of nationwide anxiety over the country's disappearing forest land. So what happened? The government, well, the people were like, you're getting rid of all the forests.
You guys are cutting the shit out of these trees.
Which is true.
They're ravaging the environment.
Yeah.
And they were.
Yeah, they were deforesting. Somebody had to say something.
Yeah, someone needed to speak up. We have some modesty while we do this?
Yeah. So, Gerald Ford signed a bill that gave the federal government's National Park Service jurisdiction to expropriate land for the establishment of national parks, which is fine, except for, like, there's a village there, maybe.
Well,
you
yeah,
go
I mean,
around it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can just go kick someone out of their house.
Well, it does.
I mean, at this point, for me, like, the pieces are already where they're at on the damn board. You know, yeah. We don't need to go raising the ground and rebuilding.
Probably moved them to some wetland that they paved over to put in a suburb.
Right.
The sentiment among the citizens who had no choice but to leave their homes was expressed in a message scribbled on the wall of one of the houses, which is, this is the most Ohio thing.
Yeah.
Ever scribbled on the wall. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
There's nothing more Ohio than this. Now we know how the Indians felt.
Yeah.
That's my home.
That's why they put the dream catcher on their Grand Dam's rearview mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they probably do run around saying that still to this day. Like, as they're sitting in their trailer somewhere, like, oh. We were taking yeah. The white man took our land.
We didn't even get a reservation.
The empty houses were boarded up and adorned with U.S. no trespassing signs. The government quickly fell behind on its plan to create the park, and the village sat neglected. The remaining buildings, remnants of a vantage town, have created a fertile soil for the innumerable urban legends, also known as alternate information.
Yes.
Alternative information.
Yeah, different theories, different ways to look at the data.
Yeah, that have popped up over the years. There are a number of myths surrounding the vacant properties, but some have been a bit more durable than others. There is the Presbyterian Church, which is said to have been built by Satanists to complete with upside down crosses. Now, why did they do that? Like, why did the Satanists build the church? That seems such a opposite thing that a Satanist would do.
To hide in plain sight, maybe.
Like, where they tried to compete with, so they were like, there's a church in town. It's a really nice church. Uh-huh. We're gonna build our own church here and trick the people into coming. They probably had pop there,
right.
Free pop.
Right. When people go get the blood of Christ, it was strawberry pop. And they're like, ooh, damn, that's good. Yeah. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
They gave him a 12-ounce can of pop, yeah, instead of the blood of Christ, and so everybody was like, "I mean, I like this better. This is way better." And I'm never thirsty. I'm so parched when I'm at the other service.
Yeah, The Satanists, got, they built a better church and they got them in there and they didn't know they were praying to Satan instead of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, he's just making them backslide, you know, making it sound like the Lord's word, but it's all backslide.
Yeah.
We will give you more in-depth information. We did see the church, and there were some totally badass upside-down crosses on it. It fucking rules.
I felt some cool satanic energy there, but just like the kind of like solidarity that I had with Satan.
No, I felt like I wanted to do metal hands and start screaming real loud. Like, wah!
Yeah. So, I mean, I know they say that, like, you might get some dark feelings around a place like that. Well, upside down crosses give me warm feelings inside. So
yeah, I wanted to set a guitar on fire.
Yeah. The abandoned bus is said to be the host to lingering ghosts and maybe most outlandish of all. There's talk of mutants who were created by a chemical spill, including a monstrous snake known as the Peninsula Python.
Ooh, baby.
And this makes perfect sense to me because I can never picture the government saying, like, we're going to put some more land together for forests.
Yeah, there's no reason they'd be like, hey, the national parks, let's beef them up.
Yeah.
Let's beef up those parks. Get out of here, you dirty humans. The earth is better. We want more earth. Bullshit.
Yeah.
If they can sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then a big ass snake showed. They accidentally made a big ass snake.
Yeah. Well, that's they trouble. Made a bunch of things. I think
they're on there futzing around with their chemical spills. Then they're like, we got to make a big ass terrarium for that snake. Cause if somebody sees that fucker, we're in trouble.
We got to get the hell out of here. There's an enormous snake and pythons are
big,
dangerous.
They can get over 20 some feet too.
They'll crush a house.
They'll wrap around
a house and crush it.
Thick as a bus. This is like a snake that's as thick as a bus. That lives out, that they had to like just carve out a big piece of Peninsula, Ohio, so he could live there.
Imagine sending your kid to school with a giant python outside.
It leaves its big ass skins everywhere. Yeah. It's got the snake skins laying in the streets, and then they got to bring out a wrecker to come break it all down.
I mean, here's why the python story doesn't hold a ton of water with me. I can't ever imagine a town, like the government just not using a chance to use a missile. You know?
Yeah, that would have been sweet. That would have been snake meat for everybody, man. That shit's like $29.99 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that they would like just give up on a whole part of the country because of a giant python. That's not in our spirit. That's not what we do here.
People would sign up to do that, man. They bring your guns. There's a giant snake we got to take care of.
Yeah. Well, guns probably ain't killing a giant python.
Oh, a whole bunch of guns.
Okay, yeah. If everybody stood like next to it and just started firing at it.
It'd be like the new Hands Across America. Everybody's like got interlocked and they're pointing their Glocks and they're, you know, taking out the menace.
Yeah, killing an enormous python in the middle of Ohio.
The size of a fucking whale.
That's a really good one, though. Can I just say that like if you have like a lot of these things are like urban legends that are around the community that you grow up in. And how cool would it be to have a giant python as one of the things? That doesn't happen. That didn't happen where I was from. We didn't have a python.
Yeah, I would hope that the high school is the pythons. Like, were they Peninsula Pythons?
The Helltown Pythons.
Oh, my God. New shirt, maybe. Helltown Pythons is a fucking sweet shirt.
Like a jersey.
Yeah.
A Helltown Python shirt. Softball jersey.
They do, you know, I'm going to say they don't lean in enough. Like, they should have had maps. They really should have been selling us the whole Helltown experience.
They don't want you there. That's the whole thing.
They
should have
changed the name to Helltown.
That's true. Yeah, I would be doing like a Hell... Like, you're an idiot.
Let us be the mayor of Helltown.
You're an idiot if you're not in Helltown trying to take advantage of the Helltown myth.
There needs to be a Helltown Cafe.
But the truth, I don't think they'll let you live there. And I think the reason they won't let you live there is because it's a chemical spill.
They're hiding something.
I believe all chemical spill story. Like a chemical spill that's turning things into mutants. I could see the government just being like, let's rope that off and just not let anybody go there.
Yeah. They don't know what to do. Yeah. I think that sounds like, I don't know. The government is hiding a lot of shit, and they are involved in this one. You know, this isn't a matter of, a ghost is, you know, when you look in a barn, you see eyeballs. This is a place where the government has fucked around, so you don't know what they've done there. You know, like they're capable of anything.
It's tough, man. It's tough when you don't trust the government at all, and right. You're like, they'd hide a python. They would create mutants and hide them for sure.
Yeah, they could. They could definitely be hiding Melonhead babies.
Yeah. They hide war crimes and stuff like that. Why wouldn't they hide a they wouldn't want us to know about Melonhead babies.
Yeah.
Love them. Love them. Yeah, Helltown was something. I mean, like I said, no ghosts. And I think that's the biggest piece of news we can deliver to
Well,
you.
That's not true. There was... I mean, you're going to have to see it all together. What I'm going to say right now is that we still have a lot of research to do. And that you're being real presumptuous to say that right now.
Well, I'm just saying that one, if I don't see a ghost rattling its chains in my face.
There's other effects that ghosts have.
Maybe.
There's other effects they have besides. They cause more terror than just popping in front of your face and saying, "Hi, here's my identification, Brian Quimby. I'm a ghost."
I wish you'd give me these two victories. I kind of feel like I felt so good. Like, oh, hey, we went to Helltown and we went to Beaver Creek and you know, the ghosts were too chicken shit to come out and fight us, but now have me thinking like I gotta get back on the maybe, you know, but I feel like we beat them is how I feel. But
it's a little early.
Yeah,
a little early
now that I think about it. I mean, we weren't the I mean there were some issues.
Yeah, well, we will that's why I said we have to get it all done. This is a project. This isn't like a one and done thing, okay? This is information gathering. There's a lot to the process. So we don't have our final thesis. You want to hear the final, you need to hear the final tally on whether ghosts are real or not. October 29th, Cafe Kerouac, Columbus, Ohio. That's when we're going to tell you. We're going to have all the information together and you'll get the full story.
All right, yeah, that's good. We come out there, and we're also probably going to have a little, I mean, we might even have some Q&A time. Kush Bomb's going to be there. We can do some, maybe we'll talk to him about who's haunting the White House.
Yeah, I haven't announced it yet, man. I've been so behind, but these last 2 weeks are going to be a big push. Yeah, Kush Bomb is going to be there performing live, hanging out. Also, I'm sure he's great at drinking beers. He's great at eating pizza, so we'll probably do something like that as well. It'll be a big night. Please be there if you're in the area. If you aren't going to be in the area, you can see it. We're going to record the video. I'm going to rent cameras, make sure everything gets down. And you'll be able to see that if you're a Patreon subscriber and you're giving us more than $5 a month, you'll be able to see it for absolutely free. And if you're also donating more than $5 a month on Patreon.com, you can get a free zine each month. You can get free records, free books, and for $10 a month, you get 20 grams of high quality kratom. The DEA retracted its request to make kratom Schedule 1 effective after the show has came out. Before the show has came out. So Loot Kratom is still happening every single month. 20 grams of Kratom. Use it how you want. It's great stuff. We love the hell out of it. We stand behind it. Not because we want to make money from you, but because it's totally badass shit. So patreon.com/streetfightradio is a lot of options to support us financially and keep things going in what we do. You reach out to us online. You get, you know, stories to us. StreetFightRadio@gmail.com. StreetFightWCRS and on all the social media pages. We'll be around. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Love me the devil. Love me that woman, man. Nothing but the devil changed my baby mind. wild man country rambling, like a wild geese from the west, from the west. Yeah, woman, I love, woman that I love, woman I love, so just for my best friend. But he got lucky, don't try back again. And he got lucky, don't jump back again.